Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 301 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico, coming to you every Monday. Well, Monday, but it's kind of get on Tuesday. I don't know. You get the podcast when you get it. You find the podcast anchor.com, not anchor.com, anchor.fm/KMF podcast. Look at this. Over 300 episodes. We're still messing up the intro. That's how we do it. Anchor.fm/KMF podcast. Bonus episodes are patreon.com/KMF podcast. Built Bar is coming out with some new flavors. A lot of them are the marshmallow ones, like I've been saying. You like marshmallow, that's your thing. Check it out, builtbar.com. Use code WWBROPODCAST. You'll save at least 10% on your order. Sailaway Coffee, the best nitro brew out there, local Long Island company. But they ship all over the country. Check them out, sailawaycoffee.com. Use code WWBRO10. You can check out John Ziegler's comedy special. My good friend John Ziegler's comedy special has been on YouTube. It's called John Ziegler Getting My Affairs in Order. Excuse me. John Ziegler Getting My Affairs in Order. Go to John Ziegler Comedy on Instagram. Give him a follow. And check the link in his bio. Watch the comedy special and give him some feedback. Give him some love. And actually, Long Island this week, you can catch John Ziegler at the Brokerage Comedy Club. He's headlining Friday, November 10th. And also the same night, my good friend Brian McKenna will be headlining Governor's Comedy Club in Levittown, New York. So, Long Island, you got some great opportunities to see some really, really funny comics. Go to govs.com. Choose your mission. It's Ziegler versus McKenna. Who will it be? Can't go wrong with either show. They're both two guys are absolutely hilarious, so go check them out. And if you'd like to see me do some comedy, and you're going to be in the Princeton, New Jersey area on December 22nd and 23rd, you can find me at Catch a Rising Star in Princeton, New Jersey with my good buddy Ryan Marr. He'll be headlining. I'm featuring for him those weekends. You can get tickets at catcharisingstar.com. It's going to be a fun weekend. Come on down right before Christmas. Have a couple of relaxing days before the mayhem. So come check that out. Anyway, how's everybody doing? Hope everybody enjoyed episode 300 with Mud Hustler. That was a lot of fun to record and a lot of fun to go back and listen to. And, you know, it's a shame that it took us 300 episodes to do one, but I'm happy we did. And the feedback I got was positive. So it was definitely a fun podcast in a couple of weeks. I actually recorded an episode of Wine Over Matter podcast that's coming out on Wednesday. So definitely check out the Wine Over Matter podcast wherever you get your podcast. I'll post about it on my Instagram over Comic Anthony D. But it's been a fun month. Comedy shows, podcasting, you know, getting back into what I like to do. I had 3 shows within a month, which is more than I've had in a while. And it's like almost like embarrassing saying that because I used to do this almost every night. But anyway, I had a great couple of shows in New Jersey. I was in Metuchen Friday the 3rd. Was it Friday the 3rd? No, it was right before Halloween. I'm losing dates here. Don't get me with the dates. It was right before Halloween. It was the Friday before Halloween. So it was like the 27th. I don't know, again, with the dates. But it was like beautiful weather out. Awesome drive to New Jersey. And then I was back on the next Wednesday. I did a show with Ryan Marr and Jimmy Palumbo. And we had a blast. Great crowd. Packed house for a Wednesday. And there we go. I was on cloud 9 comedic wise. But I had to also face some hard truths as to where I am physically, where I put myself physically, and I was not happy with that. I felt tired, run down, uncomfortable in my own skin. And, you know, these things I have to, you know, worry about again on stage. And I've talked about it in the past, and those were great non-scale victories when I got past that, but they're back again. And, you know, you can't help but think maybe subconsciously, that's why, you know, I'm not doing as much as I could do or want to do, because I'm always worried. Like, you know, I'll, you know, these, all these situations. And yeah, no, I felt horrible. Listen, we all know the drill. I'm going to get into it. You know, I'm on track. It's exhausting. It's exhausting for me too. Believe me. I know you guys are probably tired of hearing about it. And tonight, actually, I was excited. I cooked dinner for the first time in a while. I actually cooked a meal. And I had steak, a nice steak, and some potatoes mixed with asparagus, spinach, and broccoli. Just very simple. The steak, very easy. It's New York strip, salt, pepper, garlic. You don't got to do more than that to a steak. I just sprayed some Pam on it. Didn't even use oil. Seasoned it, put it in the air fryer, 5 minutes one side, 4 minutes the next side. I like it rare. So if you see the pictures on Instagram, yes, I do like it bloody. I like it rare. I like my steak rare. If you don't like it that rare, maybe 5 and 5, 5 and a half, 5 and a half. You like it medium, 6 and 6. But you also got to, you know, check the cut piece of meat that you have, you know, the thickness of it and everything. You know, but I love that I mastered my temperatures with steak and cooking it the way I like it. And even in an air fryer, I cook steak in an air fryer. Perfect. And it does. It gets you motivated. It's crazy, right? It's weird that eating a home cooked meal, a good meal, gets you like fired up. Like, let's do this again. Let's do it for breakfast. Let's do it for lunch. And I did. I went food shopping. I picked up all my food tonight. I do Target pickup. I bought on Amazon, you know, containers to take my food to work. I'm going to make my breakfast after this, some lunch. And we're going to give it a go again, right? This is what we do. This is what it is. As I said in The Irishman, right? It is what it is. That's it. But my body just feels good from eating real food. And not that I wasn't eating real food, but like, you know, you can't, you know, Qdoba and that kind of stuff is good once in a while. Like if I'm driving Uber and I'm out and I come home, you know, and I get to the lounge and want to eat something, getting a chicken and rice bowl, great. But like, there's no reason when I'm home not to cook like real meals. And I was mad that, you know, Target was out of chicken. And they only gave me one package of things. So I gotta buy it again. It's so annoying. Like, you know, how can I leave chicken in the store? Enough chicken. And it's so expensive. $15 for chicken. My steak today was almost $20. I know it's not a lot of money, you know, but I used to complain when it was $10. I used to complain when chicken was $9 a pound. Now it's $15 for the same package I used to pay $8-$9 for. And it's crazy, you know, it's crazy. It really is. Excuse me. And I think, you know, in this country, we really got to go back and look at how we're pricing food and what food costs. And why the healthier food is so much more expensive. And listen, I no one likes fast food like I do. I love fast food. I'll admit it. It's garbage food. It's garbage food. But we like it. Why don't they tax that food the way they tax tobacco and alcohol? It's just as bad for you. It's like smoking. I mean, like, Anthony, you're a cigar guy. Yeah, I mean, let's throw cigarettes, not cigars. But even that, cigars are taxed like crazy. Cigarettes are taxed like crazy. No, I get it. Like, prices have gone up on fast food. So, like, a meal now is, I guess, what, like $12, $15? When it used to be like $5. But you can still work that menu. Come on. We know how to work that menu. You get items that are like $1, $1.50, $2, twofers. You know how to roll up to a McDonald's menu and work it where you're getting out of there for under $10 with a lot of food. Taco Bell, same thing. And it's the worst thing for you. It really is. Now look at you, Anthony, look at you. You cooked one meal, you're on your high horse. I'm not on my high horse. I'm just saying what I think this country needs to do and how we got to look at things. You want to tax people's vices? Well, here's one of them. Bring the cost of good, healthy food down so people can afford it. So instead of going to a fast food joint, they can go to the supermarket and they can get like real ingredients and feed their family. And put these taxes on fast food like it was cigarettes, like it was alcohol. And I bet people will think twice for buying. They're still going to buy it, as you can tell with the other things, but they'll think twice. I mean, the fact that I pay $15 for a package of chicken, it drives me insane. Absolutely insane. You know? And what are you doing? I'm cooking it. What'd you really do to it? Take the feathers out? Cut it up? Is it magic chicken? No. But they keep charging the money. But it's necessary for me to have these things in the house for me to stay on track and to, you know, go at this for the 8 millionth time. Because I know it can be done. I know it can do it. I don't want to get into all that again because I've talked about it so much. It's like a repeat. I'm just excited about putting this plan into action. I'm telling you guys about it. So I'm keeping it simple. You know, they say, you know, keep it simple, stupid. That's always what, you know, that's what they tell you. Kiss, keep it simple, stupid. So breakfast is very easy overnight oats. I love overnight oats. I don't know if anybody else, how they feel about it. It's great. It's, you know, what's like hot oatmeal? I don't know. Something about those overnight oats. It's cold. It's like ice cream. I use, which one I buy. I forget the brand of it is. I'll post a reel about making it so you'll see it then. But it's like 100 calories to the pack. It's maple brown sugar. And then I put almond milk, Greek yogurt, almonds, banana, blueberry, peanut butter powder. Bam. Overnight. And I did. I bought a big thing of peanut butter powder. I loaded up, like, you know, with some seasonings and some, you know, some staples to have in the house to keep myself, you know, on track and going. I'm excited about it. I really am. I know it's exciting for the first couple of days and the first couple of, you know, maybe the week, and you got to keep that, you know, going further than that. I know that. But I love to cook, and that's what I've lost. That's you go through these things, you think about everything, you know, why is everything happening and why are you doing what you're supposed to do? I love to cook. I love to be creative. And I haven't been doing that, and I got to get back to that. That's one thing I know about myself. I got to get creative in that kitchen. you know, start making the food that I like to make and just different things. Because I know that that makes me happy. And I know that it'll help me succeed. I'm not talking about making like world-class crazy things. I can't. I don't have, you know, I have an air fryer. I have, you know, I'm limited to what I can make. I don't have an oven, you know, in my apartment. But there's so many things you can do with the air fryer. It's absolutely amazing. It's like having a smaller oven. I just cook steak to perfection. I've made meatloaf in there. I've made everything you can think of making. I made it in my air fryer. And it's just creating these different things. I've wanted to try an oatmeal bake for a while. I just got to find the right recipe, but I definitely want to try that at one point. That was a random thing that popped into my head, and I said it out loud. But you know, it's the first. I'm gonna say it's the first night after eating dinner. I still have energy and I feel good. And I didn't even eat that healthy. I had steak. I had a big, big old steak. Big one. Some potatoes and vegetables. But that's the ingredients. It's not much. There's no processed food in that. Meat, potatoes, and vegetables. And I think that's part of it. Normally, I'm nodding out on the couch after dinner. You know, ready to fall asleep. But tonight I got some energy and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling it. And we're going to make some breakfast tomorrow. And we're going to put one day together at a time. I'm going to do a little bit at a time. Building blocks. We'll get back to tracking every day. Honest, I tracked honestly today. Because the morning wasn't good. I'll be honest. I stopped at Dunkin' Donuts and got a muffin and an egg sandwich, my coffee. I'm truthful. I'll be honest. You know what it is? Because I didn't think I was going to have the food shopping tonight, because when I originally placed the order on Friday, Target gave me the option to pick it up Monday. I'm like, perfect. I can pick it up after work. So I was all over this weekend. And then they canceled it, and I fought with them, and I got it back. So there we go. So I was able to pick it up and take care of that. Yeah, it's just great. Don't tell me I can extend it to Monday and then don't do it. But it worked out. You know, this weekend, I babysat Saturday for a little bit. My nephew and my niece, my nephew Rocco, and my niece Lydia. I went to my friends to watch wrestling pay-per-view, then went to watch the Islander game, and the Miami Hurricanes were on that night as well, which both teams lost horribly. And then Sunday, I got up early to watch the early Sunday football game, and that's my favorite, by the way. I love that. I love getting up early to watch NFL football at 9:30 in the morning. Don't ask me why. Most mornings, I crawl out of bed, but I love 9:30 NFL football. Me and my buddy Mike, we get an egg sandwich, we watch the game, we have a cigar, it's perfect. It's over by like 12:30. I went to my brother's for the rest of the day. We actually ended up watching the Giant game outside with the fire. Just a really good Sunday. Had a little dinner. Went back to the lounge to watch the night game and then, you know, work today. So I was a little over the place on the weekend. But I got everything done that I wanted to do. And I got a food shopping order in. And I'm just feeling good. Feeling motivated. That's why I'll listen to this next week. I'll probably be mushad. And not wanting to do anything. But today's a good day. I just feel good today. And we got to embrace those days. Because a lot of days don't feel that way. And I'm surprised I'm feeling good today because, you know, that Facebook memories, that's the devil, those Facebook memories. 3 years ago, around this time, was the start of all this decline and everything and off track and nonsense and emotional garbage. And, you know, I saw that today and you get like, because the other day I saw a picture of myself. It was actually November 2nd. I saw a picture of myself from 3 years ago. It was after it was election day. After I took a picture, you know, with the I voted and my face, I was so thin. And I went back and I was like, you used to pick yourself apart. And now I would give anything to be like that again. So just another thing, no matter where you are in your journey, enjoy it, embrace it. It's exactly where you're supposed to be. Because believe me, at one point you would give anything to be where you are right now. So just embrace it and enjoy it and cherish it. And that picture really did. It broke my heart. It really did. That picture broke my heart. And, you know, you can't go back in 1 second. You can make the small steps to get back there over time. And that's what I have to do. And I don't want to get into all of it again because we've heard it before. We've said it before. I'm going to get upset. I don't want to cry. We've had enough of me crying on this podcast to last a lifetime. So we don't need that. So I was happy that it didn't throw me into a funk today seeing that picture. It just makes me want it more. And it makes me want to do it. And I feel it. So let's just take those baby steps. That's it. And I don't know how public I'm going to be with it on like Instagram because I don't know. One, I feel like it's stupid and repetitive and like are people like, all right, just get over it. Who cares already? And, you know, part of it is also I'm embarrassed. You know, every time, like, hey, look what I'm doing again for the 8 millionth time. And this is it. I mean, I'm going to start posting, like, things that I've made, food pics and stuff like that. And, you know, maybe if you can get the gist of it or you listen to the podcast, you know exactly what I'm doing. But I don't think I'm going to post weigh-ins and stuff like that for a little while or ever again. I don't know. I go through ups and downs with that. We'll see. Again, this is not about Instagram. This is about me and just taking it one day at a time, not worrying about the past. And like the show's called, keep moving forward. And with that being said, I want to thank everybody for joining us here for episode 301. That's right, we're building towards the next 300 episodes, 301. As always, we're played in and out each week by Hollow and their single, Something to Believe. My best friend Nick wrote this song. You can find it on iTunes, and while you're there, check out his new band, Demon Scar, releasing new music like crazy. Demonscar.bandcamp.com. Long Island, only one place to go for your deli needs. That's Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on the show, and then get yourself an Uncle Cheese, the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me. It really is that good. Finn'sDeli.com. Once again, thank you so much to everybody who joined us on your podcast listening devices. This has been episode 301. Thank you for being here. Have an awesome week. I'll talk to you later. It's about-